Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Dana.
My name is Monica.
Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness Podcast. And today I will be discussing on how healthy are plant-based foods. Monica, have you ever heard of plant-based foods?
Absolutely, Dana. Actually, my diet primarily consists of plant-based dishes and foods. And, you know, I really like the veggie burgers. I eat the veggie crumbles. But what helpful information can you give me that maybe I can, you know, implement with using plant-based foods, Dana?
Okay. Well, for starters, plant-based foods are high in fiber. Eating plant-based foods improve the health of your gut, so you are able to absorb the nutrients from food that support your immune system and reduce inflammation. Fiber can also lower your cholesterol and stabilize your blood sugars, and is great for good for our bowel movement. And those are some of the great things. But before you incorporate these plant-based foods, it's very important and you consult your health practitioner and your dietitian before incorporating plant-based foods within your diet. Now, I know a lot of people wonder, like, what are plant-based foods? Do you know what some of these plant-based foods contain, Monica?
Yeah. Now, one thing that I did want to ask you about, because my husband has an issue with eating the plant-based burgers because it gives him gas. And I know that the plant-based burgers are made up of a lot of beans. What is the best plant-based burger that you would recommend that's not made it with as many beans? I know if we get the black bean burger from the Morningstar, that has a lot of course, obvious, it says black bean on the pack.
Right.
But I heard that the Boca burgers don't have as many, you know, of the black beans and byproducts in it that causes the, you know, the gas for some people. When it comes to eating veggie burgers, what veggie burgers do you eat, Dana, that you find a tasty that agree with your stomach?
Well, I know a lot of them have different. They carry a lot of different proteins and vitamins in them, Monica.
Uh huh.
And that's the reason why the mineral intake is such a high risk for certain individuals that have underlying health conditions. But these risks are readily overcome by choosing the right vegetarian foods when necessary. But sometimes you do have to add supplements when you're eating these plant-based foods.
Okay.
For example, soy and nuts are good sources of protein, and tofu, lentils. You have to try and err on some of these foods along with spinach. They're a good source of iron. Some of these plant-based foods carry more iron than soy. So you have to look and pick and choose. What kind of different brands? I know Whole Foods, they carry their own, Trader Joe's, a lot of other different health food grocery stores that sell a lot of these plant-based products. So you have to look at the packages and see which ones might be for you and what they contain in them. Does this help you, Monica, so
when
you do go shopping?
Oh, yes, absolutely. And you made a good point about taking the supplement. So he does find that when he takes, like, GasX or eats maybe a little bit, you know, different something before he eats the veggie burger, it does lessen the gas. So, and, of course, like you said, that's a good point. We need to start looking at what's in the burgers that we're choosing to be sure that he's not getting ones that has, you know, the black bean byproduct in it, too much of it, that's going to result in the gas. So thank you, Dana. That was very useful, very helpful.
Well, you're most certainly welcome. And not only that, plant-based plant-based foods, they focus primarily on plants. This includes not only fruits and vegetables, but also nuts, seeds, oils, whole grains, and beans. It does not mean that they are vegetarian or vegan and never eat meat or dairy. It means that you are including more veggies in your diet, rather you adding different other, like, processed foods and high and fat foods in your diet. You're incorporating more veggies. Were you aware of that, Monica?
Yeah, actually, I just recently, a couple of years ago, took knowledge of that because I was just buying the veggie burgers just to say I was doing trying to do vegetarian. But when I actually took a really good hard look at what was in them and found that there, it was a good exchange for the amount of my vegetable, daily vegetable serving, then that was really, that was even better because it showed me if I eat the right amount of, you know, plant-based foods and I'm still getting the right amount of vegetables. If I just don't want to eat just a salad or broccoli or whatever, I can choose some of those other plant-based dishes and, you know, meals to kind of trade off and compensate to still get the same amount of veggies and stuff that I need with my daily intake. So, yeah, very helpful.
Okay. Yeah, with many ingredients and both plant-based meats, there's a lot of processing that goes into them. But in addition, because the nutritional content is similar to beef, these plant-based meats are about equal in calories and saturated fats and higher in carbs and sodium. Plant-based meats do provide more fiber, but from fiber added into the ingredients, not from actual food like nuts and seeds and whole grains. A lot of people are tending to think that they're eating like meats from these plant-based, but you're getting a lot of good nutrients and fibers when you eat them. And some of the things that people need to look at too, it do have some pros and cons too. It does have some disadvantages. They require you to change your eating habits, adapting to new diet that may take some time. You will have to prepare most of your food yourself. Some plant-based foods do not meet all vitamin needs. That's why you need to require some extra supplements. But for the most part, it's very healthy and good for you. Are you aware of that too, Monica?
I am, and I also wanted to point out there's some really good vegan restaurants too. If you're traveling, that you can go to that have really good plant-based meals. But of course, we all look for the bad side of it too, because if we're eating plant-based, we still want to get that nice soul food, and if we like that too. So there are ways that we can prepare our plant-based dishes soul food style, and I like that part of it too.
Yes.
People can do that during the holiday, aim for some plant-based dishes that's not, you know, as healthy, but a lot more healthy than their normal choices. That might not be a bad idea either, you know?
Right, exactly. You have to pick and choose what works for you and what your body can, you know, withstand and absorb.
Right.
All right. Stay tuned for our next topics on dealing with lip care during the winter months. Thank you for tuning in to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness. This is Dana and Monica, and we'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Leon Kwe Chavette, publisher, corporate trainer, speaker, and author of We Made Plans, a fictional novel which debuted as number 3 on Amazon's Hot New Releases. This amazing story chronicles the lives of a group of longtime friends who were in the midst of living their best lives when they experienced a devastating, trajectory-altering event, hashtag the event. My podcast, Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared, will explore 4 different weekly categories with topics ranging from unconventional self-defense to active shooter profiles. I bring it all together in highlighting passages and concepts from my novel as it relates to real life experiences. You don't want to miss out on these critical preparatory shows. Tune in Tuesday evenings at 6:30 p.m. for Sounding the Alarm, Be Safe, Be Vigilant, Be Prepared podcast with your host, Leon Kwe Chavette.
Hi, if you're into wellness and fitness and would like to purchase some apparel, come check out KumaFitnessAndApparel.com, where we will give you 20% off your first purchase of $100 or more. So come on down and check out Kuma Fitness and Apparel.
Hi, my name is Monica James, the owner of Brazilian Beauty Bar Natural Hair Salon, Naturally Native Hair and Skin Care. We recently partnered with Walmart and Amazon, so be sure to purchase our natural hair and skin care products for all of your basic hair and skin care needs. Visit our website for 20% off of your purchase of $100 or more at BrazilBeautyBar.com. Have a fabulous day.
Welcome to Hype Beauty, Skin, Hair, and Fitness Podcast. This is Monica, and my topic today is lip care during the winter months. So we all know during the winter months, our lips can get a lot drier, a lot more chapped, sore, and things like that from the cold weather and the elements outside. The best thing I recommend is using a lip balm or some type of ointment-based lip balm. This will lock in moisture and help to heal cracks and splits in the skin. Look for healing ointments that contain petroleum, essential oils, or glycerin. Another important ingredient in your lip balm is sunscreen, okay? Despite the cooler temperatures, the sun still shines in the winter, and it's important you want to protect your lips with a good SPF because the lips, the skin in your lips is a lot thinner, of course, than anywhere on your face. So, and then, of course, it will help prevent skin discolorations on your lips that also can be, you know, really unsightly if you're the type of person, a woman, women in particular, you don't wear lipstick all the time. I don't wear lipstick all the time. I want my lips to look nice and clear, even colored and soft. And, you know, using a good ointment with the SPF 20 or 10 is really good to help keep that protected. So, Dana, what type of lip balms do you use currently that works well for your lips?
Well, I've used Burt's Bees balm. I've used, like, Vaseline. And I don't know, like, are these good products or Vaseline? Which one should I use?
Burt's Bees is really good. They have a lot of good, you know, ingredients in their products. They do use a lot of the natural coconut oils and shea butters and things like that. Petroleum is also good because petroleum is a lot thicker. It's more of an ointment type base, and it does really good create a barrier for moisturization. And one thing that you have to remember is a lot of people do it out of habit. They lick their lips a lot. Stop licking your lips. Licking your lips may feel like you're moisturizing them. However, it only dries them out even more, okay? And it is not an effective way to moisturize your lips. You want to make sure you use a protective lip balm or gloss. Drink plenty of water because, again, as we discussed in earlier segments, drinking that water keeps your skin nice and hydrated, and it also keeps your lips nice and moisturized. You've seen people where they have skin peeling up off their lips, but, you know, they're all dragged and cracked, you know, they look like unhealthy, and they look uncomfortable if they're all cracked up and dry like that. So you want to make sure that you eat right as well. You want to avoid dry heat. And you also just want to make sure, again, that you're using a good protective lip balm or gloss.
Oh, okay.
Do you find when you drink enough water, Dana, that you know, that not only your skin is soft, but your lips are also moisturized as well?
Yes, I have. As far as I recognize that, and here lately, since the weather's been getting colder, I have been seeing that. I mean, noticing that my lips are tending to be more drier, but since I've been incorporating a lot of more, like, water, I have seen a difference in my lips.
Okay, that's good. And another good point I wanted to point out was when I said about using the protective lip balm or gloss, some flavored lip balms and glosses, if you're going to use a good protective lip balm, you want to use one that's unflavored because some flavored ones will encourage you to lick your lips, which, of course, will result in your lips becoming really dry. Lip balms and lip moisturizers that contain eucalyptus, camphor, menthol, or alcohol may actually dry out your lips even more. So that's one thing people want to realize. Just because you're using something with those essential oils in it, you think you're getting a good product, but you could be actually doing a little bit of harm for your lips. You want to, because they also actually contain alcohol, too. That's the only thing. When you have lip glosses that contain some of these natural essential oils, they have a little bit higher content of alcohol so that the oil does not sit, you know, on top of your lips. So just be mindful of that. UV rays can also damage the lips, which can lead to cold sores and outbreaks. Use a lip moisturizer that has UV protection to take care of your lips and prevent cold sores. Also, if you live in areas where there's a lot of dry heat, you want to be careful with using certain lip balms because many of us work and live in environments with forced air, you know, with forced air heat during the winter months. It's, like I said, all depends on
where you live. This type of heat is particularly tough on chapped lips and due to, of course, the lack of humidity. So if you live in an area where there's not as much humidity, like California or places like that where it gets hot but the humidity is less, you definitely want to be using a humidifier to keep, to keep the air a little bit moister in your environment and the air around you moist, which also helps to moisturize your lips and prevent cold sores.
Wow.
Another good thing that I wanted to point out, too, to our listeners is eating right. A balanced diet is another overall health booster to good lip care. And zinc is a very important mineral in maintaining the moisture in your lips. Zinc is also very helpful for men as far as other health benefits as well. I wanted to point that out, too. But if you're not getting enough zinc in from your diet, you can take a multivitamin or supplement by eating healthy. And, of course, it also helps keep your immune system in tip-top shape as well. So zinc has a lot of good benefits. If you're taking zinc orally, if you get a lip balm with zinc in it, it's really good because it's not only going to keep your lips moisturized, but it's going to keep your body healthy and, you know, of course, help maintain overall health as well.
Wow, great information. I never knew that as far as with zinc and different vitamins.
Play
a role in your lips.
Oh, thank you, Dana. You also want to be aware of, you may not even realize that all of your skin, of some of the products that you're using could be overdrying your skin and some of the agents that your lip care products contain. But you don't want to let certain products run down in your face, on your lips. Like, for instance, when you're shampooing your hair, make sure that the shampoo never gets kind of like on your lips because the ingredients in that can also cause the skin on your lips to be a lot more drier than what they normally would be. Of course, even your lipsticks, be mindful of lipsticks because a lot of women like matte lipsticks. Matte lipsticks are lipsticks that don't contain a shine, in case people don't know what a matte lipstick is. Matte lipsticks are sometimes non-transferable onto your cups when you're drinking it. They use it a lot in the movies, the actors, when they're doing their little scenes, they don't want lipstick everywhere. But the drawback for matte lipsticks do not contain a lot of moisturizing products because they're meant to stay matte. They're meant to stay dry-looking and not transfer on anything and pretty all day, so you won't have to keep applying it. But the drawback of matte lipsticks, if you're using matte lipsticks every day, if you're a makeup wearer and you're wearing this lipstick every day, you are severely overdrying your lips. So you want to make sure that at night before you go to bed, if you're using a nice coconut oil and a nice lip sugar scrub. Lip sugar scrubs are really good for removing dry, dead skin from off of your lips. They also help balance out skin discolorations. They also help prevent cold sores. And they also help that matte lipstick from drying your lips out every day. And as well, if you live in an area, like I just mentioned, with that dry heat, it's also going to help keep your lips moisturized when you're not wearing it so you don't have those splits and cracks. And it makes your lipstick go on a lot smoother and more even when you're exfoliating your lips with a nice lip sugar scrub and using a nice coconut oil or petroleum-based ointment, moisturizing at night before you go to bed.
Wow. Where can I purchase some of these things at, Monica?
Well, actually, we have some nice lip sugar scrub in BrazilBeautyBar.com. If you go to our site, we have some holiday-inspired flavors for right now. We also have some basic flavors. We have lemon berry tart, we have warm baked apple pie, we have the berry smoothie lip balm. So we have several different ones to choose from on our site. Just visit BrazilBeautyBar.com and you'll see our exfoliating sugar scrub, lip scrubs. You can use them in the morning and at night and apply a nice lip balm afterwards. We also have it on our site as well. If you're, into using essential oils, I would recommend you can use a nice chamomile oil on your lips, but make sure you just, gently rub it on there at night. They do have, they also have rosemary oil, Rosemary oil is really good for keeping your lips soft as well. Just make sure that you get the one that's safe to put on your lips, because not all essential oils are meant to be put in your face, because they contain other byproducts that could be harmful, you know, if you make a mistake and lick it and stuff like that. So just make sure you get the right one that's meant to be used on your lips and on your face.
All right, great. That's good to know.
Thank you, Dana.
And there you have it, folks. Thank you for listening to Hype Beauty Hair, Skin, and Fitness.